Hi, everybody. This is Steve Dallas, your host for Golden Memories Piano Requests. And I've got my wife here, and we're going to have a good show today. What you hear playing in the background is my theme song, my open. It's called Wings of Song. And I thought maybe I'd talk about that song a little bit. Kill the recording here. On Wings of Song, it was one of my favorite songs when I was taking voice lessons in Chicago. I used to ride the train from South Bend, Indiana, and I'd go up there and study with Madame Sonia Sharnova. I had a buddy who studied with her, and I was really envious because he knew how to sing, in my estimation. Then one day, you know, I'd been trying to sing ever since I was 16. You know, I'd set my tape recorder up in the living room, and it was positively awful. But I just kept at it. And so one day I was fooling around in the car with, you know, vocal technique, and I felt something different. And, you know, they've been talking about the lifted palate for, years and years and years. Well, here, I felt something different. I flipped up the mirror of the car, looked down inside my throat, and wow, that little thing in the back of your throat popped up. I said, oh my. And then when I sang into that, it sounded so totally different. It sounded, suddenly operatic, and I said, okay, now I got you, buddy. So that's when I signed up for lessons, and I realized soon after that it was correct. And I studied a few months, and Madame Sharnova said, Mr. Dallas, get yourself an agent and go sing. So that was like a big, you know, landmark for me. So anyway, this song is by Felix Mendelssohn on Wings of Song. And it kind of has a special meaning to, you know, wings of song. And I thought if I ever, you know, started any kind of a endeavor, it would have Wings of Song in it somewhere. So, well, here's the opening to my show anyway. The words are so cool. It goes like this. I'll bear thee off, my dearest, upon the wings of my song, off to a spot that I know of, where Ganges rolls along, for therein a beautiful garden, while Cynthia rides in state, the lotus blossoms for thee, dear, their darling sister wait. The lotus blossoms for thee, dear, their darling sister waits. The violets whisper together and peek at the stars from their dell, and there to each other the roses their sweet scented fairy tales tell. The dainty gazelles will listen and cautiously explore, while A is heard in the distance, the sacred rivers roar. While A is heard in the distance, the sacred rivers roar. And so on, by Felix Mendelssohn. Of course, that lovely little reference to the Ganges, which has always been rather critical in spiritual development, especially in India. I'm not sure I'd bathe in it now, but you know, they still do. So I think I've got my screen set properly so that I can get little messages from Doug and Deborah. Sometimes when you call in, if you choose not to speak directly over the air, maybe you're shy, they will type me a message and say such and such wants to hear this or that. Well, unbeknownst to me, I got some requests last week, and I didn't see them. My screen went on screensaver, you know that. So I tried to set it so it wouldn't blink off. So if I get another message from you, I'll certainly try to play it. The number is 1-888-627-6008. So give me a call and let's chat. Let's have a good time today. Got started a little late. I hope you didn't get discouraged and turn off the computer. Nah, you'd never do that. Okay, well, anyway, there was a couple requests on the screen last week. One of them was from Phantom of the Opera. It's called Masquerade. Here we go. Masquerade by Andrew Lloyd Webber. Great musical. I went to see that thing maybe 35 years ago, and that chandelier scared me to death as it came dropping down out of the ceiling. It was in Chicago, you know, when I was going there every week. And yeah, I remember $90 a ticket was, whew, that was pretty steep those days. But I saved it up. I've got my lovely wife here today.
Hello.
And yes, and I believe her microphone is working.
Let's hope so.
So Janice has a curious gift. Well, she has many gifts. One of them is singing. So cool. Love it. And she makes me smile when I'm in church. I always look over there when I need a lift, and she's belting it out, you know. It's great. She was raised in the Southern tradition, you know, Southern alto. Man, there's nothing like a Southern alto for belting it out. And we actually used to belt it out in church together when we were like 16 years old. We met up together later on in life, and we got a good thing going. So Janice is here. All right. Well, it's Christmas. No, it's not quite Christmas. You know, my pastor is, we just got a new pastor. I love this guy. And he's totally human. It's lovely. And
as opposed to what, darling?
Well, you know, sometimes when you're a priest or, you know, you're up there in the hierarchy, things can get a little bit stuffy. But
yeah, he's down to earth.
Yeah, I love this guy. But he does preach lots of sermons on cool it on the Christmas for a while. Let's not lose Advent. And he's actually very big on meditation. I mean, for the first time in probably 20, 30 years, our church had adoration. And we don't, you know, make a big deal out of it. But for Advent, we're doing that every week. And it's essentially a huge meditation from noon, clear till 9 o'clock at night. And they have sign-up sheets and everybody, you know, it's supposed to be filled. The sign-up sheet is to be filled. So I probably would like to get over there and sit a little bit myself. I still try to meditate as often as I could. I was touched by the teachings of Paramahansa Yogananda starting about 25, 30 years ago, and followed him intensely for a while. And so in every religion out there, there's usually a very strong meditative tradition. Sometimes it's not right on the surface, like it is in the Catholic Church, but it's there. Everyone, even the Greek Orthodox, the church that I was born into, has, you know, they've got their monks and their long traditions, and they've got some beautiful monasteries over there. I've never been to the islands or seen that place, but one of these days I'm going to go. I was to Greece a couple times, and even though I'm Greek, I didn't speak Greek. I studied like a wild man for 20 years, but I was still lost when I got there. I can speak Greek if you're speaking to me, but I can't walk out in a strange conversation and tell heads or tails. But anyway, we get a lot of sermons on Advent, and here's an interesting story. I'm going to sing a song. It's called the Advent Song, and my claim to fame in the big world. You know, I'm in a pretty small fishbowl, you know, right now. Except, until I met Doug and Deborah. Now I'm singing to the world. Is that cool or what? But my claim to a publication is, as a composer, is one song for Oregon Catholic Press, and it's called The Advent Hymn. And if you're a pastoral musician, go buy it, and then write to me, and I'll send you the words that they deleted, okay? Boy, it made me so mad. My favorite verse. But anyway, so here's the curious story about it. I had just finished reading Zachariah Sitchin. And the point in time when I wrote this song, maybe I'd read all 8 volumes. I don't know, but I was nuts. I even went to New York City, got on a $69 plane and a $69 ticket, and went right to the hotel. And I have an autographed book from Zachariah Sitchin. And I was just overcome with, you know, the notions that he had. And it freed me up from a lot of stuff. It just really cleared my mind up on some things. And I just finished in that inspiration. I wrote this lyric, and I'll read you a little bit, you know, before I get to it. May we find our secret being clouded by the mist of time, true potentials, latent talents, as the upward path we climb, for the work that we endeavor, for the gifts that we employ, lay aside our wasted efforts and fill our cup of life with joy. Break the chains of personal history. Break us free to blaze a trail through a dense, uncharted land where hearts of courage never fail. We so strong a full desire, full expression we would see. May we live in better balance, less duress, more ecstasy. So, I'm going to sing you a little bit of it. Jesus, you are all compassion. I started in the wrong key here. Jesus, you are all compassion, full of mercy, kind and true. Come, your people to deliver. Come and touch our hearts anew. Come to us in all your glory. Come to us in all your might. Come, your people to deliver. Come and lead us to the light. May we find our secret being clouded by the mist of time, true potentials, latent talents, as the upward path we climb for the work that we endeavor, for the gifts that we employ. Lay aside our wasted effort, fill our cup of life with joy. There we go. Maybe I'll end there. But we sing that every Advent, and you can sing it too. Either call up OCP or call up me, and we'll go for it. Here again is the number that you can call and make a request. I'm looking over there on the screen, see if anyone's called. Not yet. Here's the number, 1-888 or 888-627-6008. So there you have it. Well, my wife has been patient sitting over there. And
which is very hard to do.
Pointing at things. I'm thinking, what do you want? What do you want? But no, I'm not, darling. You just...
I can leave yes. the room.
No, please. She points to the number, which is good. I mean, I forget to recite the number. So we're going to sing an old song. Okay. And then after that, now you remind me of this, honey. I'm going to play that song I learned for Deborah.
Oh, yes. Waltz for Deborah.
Waltz for Deborah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Right now we're going to sing a song. It's called My Happiness. It's one of those old original country songs. Oh, I don't have the composer on there. Oh, I'm going to slap myself. I scold my choir for not being composer aware, because you have one sitting here. So get with it. I love this song. Evening shadows make me blue, when each weary day is through. How I long to be with you, my happiness. Every day I reminisce, dreaming of your tender kiss, always thinking how I'll miss my happiness. A million years, it seems, have gone by since we shared our dream, but I'll hold you again. There'll be no blue memories then, where the skies are gray or blue. Any place on earth will do, just as long as I'm with you. My happiness. Thank you, darling.
You're welcome, precious.
So, there we go. Debbie wrote me a little IM last week. She said, do you know Waltz for Debbie? I said, well, that's appropriate. And I thought it was just, I'm thinking, well, waltz. Well, there's probably 1,000 of them. And, but here this one was by Bill Evans, and I had never heard of Bill Evans, a marvelous jazz pianist. And it took me a while to figure this out, Debbie. There's, you know, part of the thing about jazz is there's so many notes that you just lucky to figure out which ones you ought to be playing. But I did, and I hope you enjoy it. And it's obviously it's I stop short of when Bill goes into his extraordinary improvisations. Oh, nothing like it. But I think Bill Evans, do a search on him. You'll be delighted with the things you'll find. He masterfully combines traditional harmony with, you know, the colorful harmony, which is so typical in jazz. So I enjoyed this composition, and here's a taste of it, Deborah. A song like that needs a little bit more than 1 week. And I'm going to play that again coming up. What do we have here? Joan called and wants you to play a song for her you love for her. Oh, my. All right. Here's a Moon River, though. I wonder if that's the same Joan. Since I know Moon River and I love Moon River, I'm just going to do it. Here's Moon River. Everybody out there sing. Moon River, wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. You dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. Two drifters off to see the world. There's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend. Moon River and me. Thank you. What's that film we love where Meg Ryan is in, what's his name's? They're out on the porch at midnight watching this guy.
Kate and Leopold. With Hugh Jackman and Meg
Ryan. Oh, my gosh.
Awesome movie.
Hugh Jackman and Meg Ryan. Fabulous film. So, I have some leftover requests also from for the Nutcracker. I put it under N, darling. There we go. And here's a couple of them. I'm going to start with the Dance of the Flowers, or Waltz of the Flowers. Hey, more waltzes. What do you know? I remember it was last year I went to see my granddaughter, maybe 2 years ago. She had just gotten started in ballet. And, you know, we drove 150 miles, you know, to see her, you know, lay on the floor and then sit up. She was a flower. So just like a flower in spring, she sprung up there. So that was the extent of her performance. Well, this year, 3-4 years hence, has it been that long already?
Two years.
Yeah, she's doing more. And I hope to get down there again and see more than just springing out of a flower bed. So here's Tchaikovsky. Of the Flowers. You probably absolutely tell this is live music because I'm trying not to make funny noises. You know, when I play music, sometimes I forget and start humming or snorting or,
it's. You don't snore.
But my wife will, she'll be alerting me. I know she will. Here's another one that came in.
Last week.
About the same time. Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from the same ballet. Message here?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, how sweet. The little girl who asked for it last week is still there, and she's dancing around while I'm playing. All right.
Kaylee.
All right. God bless you, honey. Keep dancing. I actually took ballet when I was a kid, too. Quite a long time. And I did some liturgical dance at the Presbyterian church where I was for a while. So that was fun. It's always, you know what I like most about it now that I'm old is that I actually know when someone is dancing well and when they've had really great training or when they've had, you know, sort of good training. So, you know, watch for those
perfect turnouts and, you know, all those.
Your daughter, Athena, took ballet too, didn't she?
She did.
Your daughter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In fact, she came at the tail end of my, when I was studying, and on the old house on Tusk, I taped cardboard all over the living room floor, and we went over the basics. My poor daughter, how she put up with me. Sorry, Athena. Athena. Isn't that a lovely Greek name? I'm Greek. I won't talk a lot about it. I promise. And yeah, so she became an excellent violinist and excellent dancer. So, and now she's a school psychologist, and she's working on a doctorate in some way or another. So it's kind of interesting when your children pass you up, isn't it? Wow. It's kind of humbling, but that's the way it goes. All right. Well, you know, it's coming up to Christmas. Yes, darling.
I just met the number.
Oh, here's the number again. 1-888-627-6008. And I've got my harp by my side here. I'm, of course, a lifelong pianist. Harp came later in life when I was about 12. When I was 12.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I've been at it for 12 years.
12 years, yes.
Yeah, I started piano when I was 11 or 12.
Mm-hmm.
But about 12 years ago, I took up the harp, and it's been great. I've enjoyed it. And of course, I'll take the harp to church during Christmas, and we're going to have a candlelight midnight mass. Oh man, what a fiasco. We haven't had a midnight mass in a long time, you know, because of all the babies out there. Who wants to go to church at midnight? But the diehards do. And so we're going to do it a little different. We're going to gather in a small space and turn out all the lights. And we're going to try to sing to the lights of the Christmas tree and candlelight. So we'll see how that goes. So here's the harp and a very famous Christmas melody. And it of course, is Greensleeves. And the common hymn that we sing is, "What Child Is This?" Sleeves. Anyway, I forgot to sign off to Joan. I hope you stayed around to listen. Whoever Joan is out there, thanks for calling and hope you enjoyed the song. And so let's do another Christmas song. I know it's early in December and Pastor wouldn't be very happy, but how about Parade of the Wooden Tin Soldiers? That'll just kind of give us a little lift in the show here. I love playing this thing. It's by Victor Herbert. Thank you.
Awesome. Right. I bet Kaylee was dancing to that one, too.
There we go.
She plays the piano, she says. Very well.
Oh, I wish you weren't so far. I'd like to hear you play. No. Well, you got not enough techies out there, Kaylee. You can send me an MP3 if you're playing the piano. Number. Call me. 1-888-627-6008. Thank you very much. I think once we're up into a little energy here at this time. I'm going to play from Scott Joplin, The Entertainer. Were you dancing to that, Kaylee? You know, this came to my mind, and I love this little song, too. And this is called The Music Box Dancer. If you're still out there, let's see a little twirls, everybody, Kaylee. And you hear that music box wind down a little bit? Yeah. All right. You know, I actually play the accordion, and I don't have it ready to play. Maybe someday I will. I'll probably wait for at least one person to call and say, play us the accordion. But I learned that when I was, I guess it's been about 30 years ago. About halfway through for me. Found this old accordion in the basement of a church I was working at the time, and I said, how interesting. You know, I studied those buttons on the left hand. I said, now this doesn't make much sense at all. Here they are, all out of order. But, well, I came to find out they're all in fourths. You know, one row after another, C, then F, then G, and so forth. And I managed to learn. It drove my family nuts for at least a year. I remember I performed for the first time in public after 1 year, and I remember distinctly losing my place on the left hand, because there's, you know, among 54 buttons, no, there's more than that. There's 120, what is it? It's over 100. Out of all those buttons, there's one little button that's the C button that has a dent in it. And you have to manage to orientate all of those buttons from that one button. I remember losing my place, and I couldn't recover. I finished the song with just the right hand.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That's the same way with the harp. I tried my first harp gig after 1 year of study, and that was foolish. I was so nervous the floor shook. I hope the bride didn't I haven't heard from the bride since. I don't know. I hope she still likes me. I don't know. So, speaking of the accordion and Italian music, I do a lot of Italian theme parties around. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Hi.
Paula. Hi there.
Steve. This is Beth from the Religious Good Center.
Hey, Beth, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Lisa
Good.
And I are sitting here listening to you while we're eating our lunch and wanted you to play a little Elvis for us.
A little Elvis. I sure will. All right. Thanks, Beth. I'll do that right now. Enjoy your lunch.
Okay,
I'm going to play something jumpy now, so I hope this goes along with eating. It probably doesn't, but...
Yeah, be careful when you swallow.
Yeah, you'll manage. Okay,
that's
thanks.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I'll play... How about that song with the word blue in it? Oh, Blue Suede Shoes. Jan's dancing.
All right.
Well, Lisa, you sing this too. A two for the show. Three to get a red and go, cat, go. And don't you step on my blue suede shoes. Oh, we can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes. For the show, three to get ready to go, can't go, and don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Ain't never been a rabbit, and you ain't no friend of mine. Song was a bonus.
Yeah.
What's the words to the end there? You ain't never met a rabbit? What's the words
yeah,
there?
Yeah, you never met a rabbit and you ain't no friend.
That doesn't sound quite right, but that's good. All right. That was for Beth and Lisa. Thanks for calling, girls. I'll end with a nice, sweet one. Only fools are rushing, but I can't help falling in love with you. That's nice, darling. Stay in there. Can you stay? Would it be a sin? But I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be. Take my hand, take my whole life through. Oh, I can't help falling in love with you.
All right. And thanks to Elvis for all those pretty songs he left for us. All right. I thought I'd play Never on Sunday. I promised you today that I wouldn't talk about being Greek, didn't I?
There's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
I love Greek.
You're biased. Anyway, this song's called Never on Sunday. And the words to it in Greek are pretty... whatever. I don't know. I'm in Greek. So Never on Sunday. It's really about a lady of the night, and she's telling all of her boyfriends that my wife's got her hands over her mouth. Yeah, I didn't know that either, honey. I thought it was just a real innocent song. But that's why she says, you can kiss me on a Monday, a Tuesday, a Wednesday, or Thursday, or Friday, or Saturday, but never, never on a Sunday. Because I need a little rest. Oh, that is obscene, isn't it? Yeah. Was the star of that show? Anthony Quinn, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Not Greek, but he sure could play a Greek. Opa! You got your handkerchiefs out dancing around the table? Hey, Lisa and Beth, does that make you hungry for baklava while I'm playing? And it sure does me. And how about some grape leaf roll-ups?
Domadas.
Domadas. See, my wife knows the real terms. My wife puts up with my speaking Greek in-house, you know. I give her little lessons. She's so gracious. She doesn't tell me to shut up like she should, really.
We never say shut up, honey, to each other.
Yeah, I guess we don't. Yes, yes. Because se agapo, right?
Yeah, se agapo.
Me agapas, agapimu. Do you love me?
Absolutely.
All right, there we go. I remember when I was growing up, my grandparents were straight from Greece and Crete. They didn't talk English. This is the truth. You know, I'm probably, old enough that
Well, some of you know the story I'm talking about, but that's what made me study Greek as a young man. As a 20-year-old, I took it up. I said, this is ridiculous. I used to go over to my grandma's house. I'd ride my bike 7 miles and to see my grandma. And then I'd knock on the door, and she'd welcome me. And, you know, she said, do you want some lipstick? Well, lipstick was Jell-O. We knew that. But that was about the extent of her English, was lipstick. And, you know, so anyway, so we got this funny little soup with squares in it, and it was always the same. And we
was
sat.
It red?
No, it was brown.
I wonder why she called it lipstick.
Oh, no, no, the Jell-O was red. Yeah, red
yes.
lipstick.
Oh,
right,
okay.
That's, yeah, there was some rhyme or reason to it.
Right.
And so she would feed me, and she'd feed me that soup. She used to call it mangiri, and that was little squares of dough. Some were brown and some were white. And then I'd have apple pie for dessert. We always had apple pie, partly because they had apples in their yard. But this apple pie she used to make in a pan. You know, when you make a huge pizza, those serving pans from church we had, they were big, and she'd lay out all the apples, and she was notorious for it. And so I'd get a piece of that, and I'd go out. This was in Ohio, Fairhope, Ohio, and I'd get on my bike and ride 7 miles home, not having conversed as much as two sentences. And then when I was 14, my paternal grandparents flew me out to California, to Fresno, and that was a fiasco, too. Can you imagine a whole month of not being able to communicate? So it was hilarious. I was lucky to have a piano. I was lucky to have a piano in a little grade school about a block away, and there was a swimming pool, and I would go and swim every day. And at the same time, I would sneak in this classroom and practice piano for a couple hours. So I've been a fanatic ever since I was 12, learning to play the piano.
Yeah, you have, honey.
Yeah. Do you think I'm still a fanatic?
Not as much.
Not as much, yeah. Mm-hmm. I was almost kind of glad when the monkey crawled off my back. But then about 10 years ago, I thought, I had some work to do technically. I was starting to lose my touch, and I thought, I'm going to work out something that's been bugging me for the past 40 years. So I revised something about my technique, and that took me a full 10 years, and I'm still getting used to it, but I'm finally able to play without that nagging tension that I grew up with.
Well, we can't even go on vacation without you take half of your instruments with you.
Yeah, that's, I guess
so
I am
so we don't
a
really
fanatic.
Have a vacation. We that's went one time to see my mother who lives in Georgia, and he did not take anything with him. He was going crazy. He called every church he got in the phone book.
Oh, yeah, in Georgia.
He found a church that would let him practice the
Boy,
piano.
Did I luck out. They had a little Methodist church, had a Bosendorfer sitting there.
They had just gotten it, huh?
Yeah.
That's from Germany.
It was from Germany.
Mm-hmm.
So I was lucky. So anyway. Okay. Oh, wow. Boy, that hour went fast, honey.
I know. It's so fun. We have so much fun. It's just gone.
It is. What do I want to do here? I didn't play any really straight classical. Part of what I want to do on this show is bring back some of the, I mean, not the obscure classics. I don't have time to do that anymore. But, you know, when I was 17, I took my first lesson in the great Polonaise. And Chopin. Thank you.
beautiful, darling.
Thank
it's
you, honey.
Beautiful.
Thank you. When I was, I remember sitting. Oh, Doug said I didn't have to stop on time today.
Oh.
Because there wasn't a show afterwards, so we'll just kind of start to think about ending. And oh, yes, my wife's reminding me that yes, I had a sponsor for my first show, and I want to thank my friend Doreen for that. I hope she managed to find me on the radio this week. Might be kind of tricky. I felt real bad that one of my friends couldn't listen to me because she didn't have a computer. So I'm not sure how to solve that yet, but I'll figure something out. But anyway, if you want to sponsor a show, please give me a call. It's only $60. And if you're a vendor of some sort, whatever you sell, you know, whatever you sell, maybe you knit stockings and sell them, or, you know, whatever you do, you know, I'll talk about your product and give them your number and your website and help you along. So here again, the number, if you want to call me, is 1-888-1. No, it's not a 1. I got to erase that 1. 888-627-6008. So again, it's been lots of fun to be with you. And I was going to finish telling you about when I was about 12, I heard the great Rubinstein play the Polonaise in A flat major on television. Boy, did that ever make an impression. And then one of the other pieces that really made a huge impression on me was the Rhapsody in Blue. And I'll play that for you someday soon, too. But when I listened to the Rhapsody in Blue for the first time, I went to the Canton Public Library, and it was in a folio of 78 speed, you know, RPM records. 78, right, records. Uh-huh. And there were at least...
You're dating yourself.
Oh, yeah, I better hush, you know. I'm telling my... That's why I have a radio story show, darling. I'm telling my story.
I know that's right.
I got a better story than I thought.
Yeah.
So, 78s. You could hardly carry the thing. Mm-hmm. And then can you imagine having to change sides every 5 or 10 minutes? Wow. to the Rhapsody in Blue?
Because it takes about 15 minutes to play
that. It's 15 minutes, and what a sacrilege to have to change the record every...
Right. Like George Gershwin.
Yeah. So I had the chance this summer to play, or a couple summers ago, to play George Gershwin in a little show put together by Greer Firestone, and under the direction of Lois DiGiacomo. And I was George Gershwin, of course. And she called me up. She says, "Will you play George Gershwin?" I said, "I don't know." She says, "Oh, you get to play the whole Rhapsody in Blue." I said, "Yeah." I mean, I'd practiced my whole life on this thing. But this was my, you know, this is it for me. So
it was awesome, too.
Yeah.
The show was a huge success.
It was. And I remember I was so nervous playing that whole thing from beginning to end. Actually, the fact was I was... starting to go into a heart arrest.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a couple days after that I admitted myself to the hospital. And the Rhapsody in Blue didn't cause it. But anyway, I wondered why I was like sweating, big drops of sweat and stuff, you know. So I went in and had a stent put in. And but I'm as good as new. I'm just getting started. What's that film I'm quoting?
Scent of a Woman.
Man,
with
I love
Al Pacino.
It. Al Pacino. I love that. He said, "I'm just getting started." So, anyway, it's been delightful to be with you. And, you know, your lunch is past, and you probably had to turn me off already. But that's all right. I understand. Here's my send-off to you. Hope you have a good week, and start to make a list of your requests. Give me a call. Thanks to you callers who called in to me. When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and a sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on, walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Thank you, Jan.
You're welcome, darling.
Thanks, Doug. Thanks, Deborah. Thanks, all you callers. And see you again next week. Bye-bye.